Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We've got another great edition of Bringing in the House podcast show where we spotlight musicians, entertainers, artists, and leaders. Get your meal. We have a great meal for you tonight. In the studios with me, I am very humbled, man, because this man has an extensive track record. We'll get into that. International country music recording artist, Mr. Andrew Dean.
What a blessing to be with you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for being on the show right after Thanksgiving. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure you did.
Oh, man, we did. I ate too much, but hey, nothing else new there.
I know, so did I. Oh, my goodness. I have to work this off. But Andrew, again, thanks so much for stopping by. You know, before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to your hometown. Tell everybody where you originally from. What school did you go to? What you attend?
Well, it's a little one-stoplight town called Gibsonburg, Ohio. And the biggest thing we have there is a bakery. That's pretty much it.
What's the name of the bakery?
Well, it's Ideal. It's Ideal Bakery.
Yeah. Ideal bread and everything.
I spent most of my childhood in there filling up on donuts.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. You're making me hungry because that's one of my weaknesses. I love bread, donuts, pancakes, all that good stuff.
Oh, my. Yeah, me too.
Well, Dean, let's get into it. Congratulations on your success. We're so good. You know, we're delighted to have you here. Multi-award winning recording artist. And I was reading that you recently took home the award for Band of the Year, International Singer Songwriter Association's annual convention in Atlanta. You got the Male Vocalist for the Academy of Western Artists and the Who's Who in Country Music and Best Traditional Country Song for the World Songwriting Awards. Wow, what an achievement.
Well, we've been very blessed, very blessed. And all those awards, but we always give glory to God. That's first and foremost in our life. He puts us where he wants us. We meet people along the way we are so blessed. We meet lifelong friends wherever we go. And we're just really, really blessed, very humbled too by awards, certainly.
Yeah, that's those recognitions to let you know, hey, your work is paying off. You know, we see you, we recognize you. So I know that is a great feeling and you feel pretty proud of those accomplishments, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I also read that your music career started when you were like a toddler.
Yes. My mama played for church. Uh-huh. And but she had an extensive record collection. I mean, anything from Louis Armstrong to Bob Dylan to the Beatles to just a lot of different avenues to learn from. And as a four-year-old kid, I would just put those records on the stereo, stand there with the yardstick in my hand and play the yardstick. Of course, if it was in my hand, it wasn't in my mama's, so it was all good until she bought a second yardstick. But anyway, just that influence. And of course, mama, we had a grand piano in the front room. And she would play it. And my dad came from a family of nine. And they all sang. So they'd come over and they'd get around on Sunday. They'd get around the piano and they'd sing all these hymns. And I could hear what the soprano was doing, what the alto was doing, what the tenor was doing, what the bass was doing. It was a magical, magical learning time. It really was.
I'm sure it was. And then I also read that your babysitter influenced you by playing music by the Beatles, from the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was her way of bribing me to go to bed, I think, really. but yeah, I was really into all the different sounds and different music stylings. I mean, there were so many.
Yes, yes. And what was your babysitter's name? We want to recognize her.
Well, that's Carol Michaels. Yeah, she comes out to our shows a lot of times, and I tell folks, my babysitter's here, so I have to be good.
It's so wonderful that she's still here with us, and she's still supporting you and your beautiful family. That is that's an amazing thing. So you've been billed, I read this as well, you've been billed as the current hardest working man in music?
Well, we work. Whether I'm here writing or interviews or things like that, yes. But then we usually do like our Christmas shows. I've got 24 Christmas shows. Mm-hmm. Some I do three times a day. I'll do a 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And then some evening shows or wherever God takes us. That's, you know, and as long as he blesses us to do what we do, we want to share the gifts he's given us.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And over 200, you do over 200 performances a year?
Well, this one was a slow year. It was about 200. Last year we did about 250. So I always say I don't want to do any more than 200. And there's always more, but that's okay. God's blessed us with that. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do a lot of different tributes, like to veterans, country gospel concerts, and corporate functions, and so much more.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to give the glory to God, because mm-hmm. God is absolutely, I pray before each show that mm-hmm. we can witness, that we can be the vessel that he needs us to be. Mm-hmm. That's really important. And my veterans, and I do call them my veterans, because mm-hmm. I love my veterans. I love my freedoms, and I'm very grateful for them. And so I do call them my veterans. I take it that personal.
Yes, yes, as you should, because, I mean, hey, everybody's got their hands in, and they're putting in the work, and that's what makes everything so successful. I mean, so how do you do it all, Andrew? I mean, is there like a secret formula to your success? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there comes days when you have to say, okay, this particular day, I'm taking the day off to recharge the body, to refocus on where we're going and what we're doing. We have some corporate meetings in the strangest places, my wife and myself, you know, whether it's driving down the road or whatever. But we always have an understanding that there comes a day or so that we just have to take a little downtime, recharge a battery, meditate on what's happened and where we're going, and the Lord allows a new vision to open up if it needs to be, or a vision to close if it needs to be.
Amen. That's a good way, you know, to look at it, you know, to it's all about organizing and keeping things in perspective. Sounds like that's what works for you guys. Yeah.
And I mean, we do a lot of our own booking and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. if we're not out working it, we're booking it, and if we're not booking it, we're writing it. And if we're not writing, I work with 8 different studios recording material in different states, and all the way out to Washington, Ohio, Tennessee, and Florida as well. So yeah, there's a lot to put together in the pieces, and it all comes together.
Yeah, and I know that when you see it all come together, I know that's amazing too, to witness, just to watch everything come, you know, come together like that. So you write, you compose, you produce your own music. You do it all, correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you also have your own record label, right? Night Sky Records and Promotions International.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we do. And we do. We're blessed to have some artists that we represent, and just some fantastic music. You know, the independent market is so wide open with diversity and different sounds that just the creativity level is just off the charts. And it's such an honor that people would bless me, and I call it their babies with their songs.
Yeah.
It is.
They created it. So yeah, it's their babies. I agree. Yeah. Who are some of the artists on your label?
Well, right now, the big ones we have on are the Graves Brothers, and that's Tim and Ted. They are associated with bluegrass music. Mm-hmm. And Ted is more your blues kind of guy, whereas mm-hmm. Tim is kind of your bluegrass guy. Mm-hmm. And their uncle Josh actually was with Flat and Scruggs, which was the top dog in the bluegrass way back when. And mm-hmm. they'd come to the front porch and play. And so that's where they learned. And boy, that talent is just, it's just amazing. And sometimes I hear what they're doing, and I just, it's amazing.
Yeah, I can tell. I like to hear some of their music too. I'm going to have to look them up when I get off this show. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Andrew, how do you stay motivated to continue writing great music? How does that process work for you?
Well, the Lord above is where my motivation is. And when I pray about it and I get inspired by it, then I know it's right. And there are times, I mean, I can write a song in 5 minutes, and there are times it takes years. So, I mean, it just depends. And God releases that at the right time. The latest CD we have, Faith, Hope, and Love, is a good example of that. It took me 17 years to do this. I mean, my mama plays on here. She's been gone for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I sing with my younger self, which was kind of different. And then my keyboard player from my original band, he plays on here. And it's like, the last song that we did on it, he played, he goes, he's from Tennessee. His name's Garland Kraft. He's like, I got to play with my younger self. I said, how about that? He goes, I think I still got it. I says, yeah, you do.
So, and your new album is Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yeah. I'll hold it up here. You take a look, see here. If I can make sure I'm not standing on my head.
There you go. Yep. You can see it. Oh, nice. Nice. That's a nice picture. Nice cover.
Very blessed. Very blessed.
Very blessed. And one of the singles on that album is that Don't Let Me Die.
Don't Let Me Die. And it's that my wife's dad, on his dying bed, pretty much said to me, he died of cancer. Mm-hmm. He was an excellent musician and big band player, played the trumpet. But he says, you get the gig. Get the gig, he says, and don't die with the music in you.
That's
was inspiration.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a listen to it right now. You know, we were able to get it on pulled up and converted.
My heart is steadfast, oh God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Come on, guys.
Still in me, you blessed me with a song, Lord, this old melody. You can't take it with you, so I beseech thee, don't let me die with the music still in me.
Good. I wanted to just share a little bit with it because, hey, you guys got to go out and get your own copy or download your copy. So we just wanted to give you a little snippet of it, but that's really good. I love it with the puppy playing.
Well, we love our animals. We truly love our animals. We have gotten some animals, dogs that we got at, we saved them from the pound. You know, they were rescues. And yeah, we have a lot of love to give, and we want to share that with our friends, our furry friends, and as well as with each other. So
That is really good, guys. And like I said, you know, you can probably download it. I know Amazon. Go to his YouTube channel, Andrew Dean. Go there and check it out.
I can tell you a few of the places you can find it if you just want to stream it. You can get Spotify, Deezer, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, Boomplay, just to name a few. You can find the music there.
Yes, you heard it there.
You also can find it on my website as well, which is www.andrewdean.us.
All right, let's get that on the screen here. There's his website, guys. Go check it out. This has been an amazing time with you, Andrew. And I was looking at all your work that you do, not only, you know, with your writing, your music career, you also donate and spend, you know, you get involved and support charities. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some of the latest stuff we've done, we go where the hurricanes come and damage places. We'll go and do concerts to raise money, to raise food, the essentials. I mean, we're all part of a community, and we've got to support that community in any way we can. God has blessed us to do what we do, but that blessing goes beyond that. It has to involve people who need a hand up, not necessarily a hand out, just a hand up, you know, and there's so many. And I feel that in my heart. There's people suffering with a lot of different things, from cancer to you name it. That's another thing that's big with me. I lost my mom to pancreatic cancer and my sister to breast cancer. So wherever we can help, whatever we can do to try to help the community find the answers, get, you know, resolve, that's what we need to do. And I'm just, like I say, God has blessed us, and I don't want to leave those talents buried. I want to use them to His glory.
Yes, use them to His glory, because that's what He wants us to do. He didn't put it there in us for it to just lie dormant, right?
No, he
wants us to put it there. So, and, you know.
And I will tell you this too. Everybody's got a blessing. I don't care where you are in life. I mean, even if you're really down in life, even just a smile to somebody can really bless their day, can bring them right up. And so if you can do that, you know, spread some kindness, spread some love and some joy, and you'll be surprised. It'll come right back to you.
Right back to you. And that ties me to my next question. That's how you, because I was reading about your philosophy, Andrew philosophy on life, and share with us. I read it says, love it, do it, and live it, and like your life. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Well, there's times that in my life where I've had to walk in front of the mirror and look into my eyes, and being I'm the boss, it's like, yeah, it's, sometimes I don't like what I have to say to myself, you know, in that respect. But it's growing, it's maturing, it's moving along. And like I say, if a door closes, maybe another opens. You always have to be open to what God's trying to put on your heart, in your heart, and receive it, and then give it out.
Give it out. Yeah. Don't hold it.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to pass it along. That is so true. What would you say, you know, to others who are trying to, you know, newcomers, country music, or just musicians in general, what would you say to them? They're trying to get into your line of work.
I would say to any and all of them, look, God has given you a talent to use. You use that talent, and you will have people that will come at you. You will have people that will be naysayers. You will have people that do all that negative stuff. You just have to get your skin a little thick and just say, you know, I know this is where the Lord has me. This is what He wants me to do. He wants me to share this gift with others so that it inspires others.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I would say to any. And I've had young folks say to me, well, it's so hard. Well, if it wasn't hard, everybody do it.
Yeah.
So you have to pursue, and you have to have a tenacity.
That is so true. I love that. You have collaborated with a lot of recording artists. Is there anybody left that you want to, you know, like, hey, if I could do one more collab?
Oh, yeah. I have a big old list of people I'd like to. But we just got done with a single with Georgette Jones, who is the daughter of George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Yeah.
And it's called You Never Told Me. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that song, and we collaborated on it. And oh man, it's a traditional country song.
I'm gonna have to check it. I'm gonna look that up on YouTube. I have to check that out. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what is the title of it again?
You Never Told Me.
You never told me goodbye. Never told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say you because that's the way it's sung. So
Yeah, I know that is an incredible collab. I like even the title is put something on your mind. Like, So what would you say? Well, I think we kind of already covered that, but you've been in the music industry at least two decades that I'm familiar with. So what trends do you see kind of shaping the future of music?
Well, I think the independent music market is really, really going to be where it's at. A lot of the mainstream, they're limited in what they do. When you're an independent artist, I mean, the sky's the limit. It's just knowing the proper place to place your music, where it can be heard, where it can be received, and where it can grow as your baby. It can grow and develop into all that you want it to. Sooner or later, somebody is going to hear it. That's going to say, this is something. And especially something new, something creative. They're always looking for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they always, you're right. They're looking for like the next big little thing or little twist to it. Yeah.
People really get things that when they write, you know, and you really open up your creativity, a lot of doors can open up to different genres, different things that will bring light on something brand new nobody's ever heard. And I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I look back even at some of the older stuff, and I like reggae and reggae stuff, and Hopeton Lewis back in 1959, before I was even a twinkle, he was doing this, and I could hear some just really cool runs in the vocal and things that I picked up some of that stuff, and I do that. And the latest CD coming out, I've got a what I call trop music, and that's like your Jimmy Buffett style. Mm-hmm. And so we've done a few of those, and some of those influences have come out, and it's remarkable what really happens when you start, you know, listening to things and being open minded and hearing it. And yeah, you can create just all kinds of good stuff. So
yeah, it's getting that moment where you can hear from, I guess, the higher power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd only do it on his direction.
Yes. It's the only way it's going to go right.
That's right. That's right. I tried doing it on my own at one time in my 20s. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
Yep.
As a record label owner and, you know, promotions, you know, you got all of that, an international promotion company, all of that. Are there any challenges in particular have you faced? And if so, how were you able to overcome?
Well, sometimes there are those naysayers, believe it or not, when you're trying to promote things out, you know, so you have to look at that as well. And you have to always be ready to say, look, maybe this isn't your cup of tea, but then we have these people over here who do like that style of music. Those are the markets you go after. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody listens. And I'm saying this, but not everybody listens to country as I wear my hat. But you know, we do try to mix up our sound so many different ways. Mm-hmm. I can do anything from big band to you name it. I love a lot of various artists and various styles. I mean, go back to doo-wop in the 50s and stuff like that. That I like the style. I like the styling of the music. I wasn't around for it, but there is a place to put that in music today in your own creative way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always keep those doors open.
Yes, yes. I love that you have that open mind and that vision. And that's, I believe that contributes a lot to your success as well. You know, not getting stuck in a certain, you know, mode or genre, well, you know, styling or whatever. So
everybody likes something different. I mean, I don't care who you are. They like different music, different sounds, different things. And so you incorporate that in your music. And that's where you come up to be a multi-genre like myself.
Yeah.
But I do. I love it all. I mean, I was raised in church. I mean, my mama played the organ in church, and that's where I was raised, in the church choir.
Me too.
So, you know, I had that I had that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a foundation.
Too. What a foundation when Christ is your firm foundation. Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So what is next for you, Andrew? That's what we're excited to know.
Well, I'll tell you, we have some tours. We have a Way Out West tour coming up. We're calling it the Wow Tour. That will be happening. And we'll be going all over the place, even out west. And here's the thing I haven't even mentioned to you. I've even got songs that are cowboy yodel. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's reaching back into the 50s and bringing it out and yodeling. But it's a Christian country. I've got one called God Takes Care. And absolutely. That'll be on the next CD, Way Out West. But that's a yodel. It's like we're sitting around the campfire and Cookie's got out his big old tub of playing, you know. Yeah, you know? So you have to have some fun too. And so we do that, you know. We have fun and you just find so much creativity in things. So, yeah, what's next for us? we always discern on with the Lord. We always pray about it. We always give him the authority to direct us, because he is the authority. And and so we're the hands and feet. So we try to move him in his direction wherever he wants us to go. Not perfect. I'm a sinner like anybody else. But I'm telling you, the Lord is my shepherd.
Shall not want.
That's right.
Amen. Any shout outs to anyone before we go, Andrew?
Well, I think the shout out, first shout out I want to say is to you. I want to thank you so much for having us. I want to, Millie, you're just a delight to be with. Your audience, we want to thank your audience for tuning in. We appreciate them. We appreciate all of the people that come out and support us at our shows. But the most of a shout out I can give is the glory to God, and we just praise him and worship him and thank you for this time with you.
Amen. Amen. And likewise, I thank you, Lord, for this time with Andrew. And I want to shout out to your lovely wives as sticking by you and supporting you.
Always.
Yes, thank
you. She tells me where to go, whether I need it or not.
And it's good to have, you know.
Oh, I love her to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Can't take it for granted, that's for sure.
Let's take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. So at any other, you know, little gems, any other last words of encouragement you might want to share?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I do want to say is you can go to our, I'll direct people to our website. Once again, there's a lot of stuff there that tells you where we are, what we're doing. That's www.andrewdean. You've got it right there. .us. And just go there and check it out. See where we are. And make sure you come on up and say hello, give us a howdy do. And just keep God first and foremost in your life. That's the best advice anybody can give. God first and foremost. And if you're feeling down or you're feeling one way or the other, you know, there's this book. It's called the Bible, and there's stuff in there. That's just, it will build you up. It will carry you through. And it really will. Faith, Hope, and Love is I had a co-writer on that. And that was the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
And love. And the greatest of these is love. Mm-hmm. And so, blessed to do these songs. Blessed. And we just want to thank your audience for tuning in. And we're blessed that they did. We thank you.
Thank you so much. And if someone wants to book you, I'm sure they can go to the website, or they can call this number on the screen, right, for bookings?
That's correct. That's
all correct. Right. You got it, guys. 352-502-0162. Or you can maybe, shoot them an email if you can't get them by phone. You know, mm-hmm. Go to, Andrew Dean at andrewdean.us.
Yeah, she kept that simple for me.
Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, you don't have to write that down. That should just stick.
Yep. Absolutely.
You did an amazing job with your promotions. And we just pray that you guys continue to do great works in the Lord and touching lives across the world, across the globe. We'll have you in our prayers as you go on the road. Before we get out of here, just going to play a little bit more snippet of your song, Don't Let Me Die. Andrew Dean is right here on Bring It in the House.
Oh. Don't let me die with the music still in me. You blessed me with a song, Lord, of this old melody. Can't take it with you, so I beseech thee, don't let me die with the music still in me. So I found some refuge in a cave. I thank you, Lord, for I am saved. I heard such a shuffle behind me. I sought you.